Welcome to Barely Audible Whisper, a weekly NPR parody podcast in no way associated with NPR, brought to you in no part by the following parody sponsors.
Papa John's founder, John Schnatter. Racist ingredients make a racist person.
Godfather's Pizza, hoping liberals remember that even though our pizza sucks, our company is owned by a black guy. Hoping liberals forget that that black guy is Herman Cain.
And Domino's Pizza, finally better than another pizza company at something.
I am Dave.
And I am Molly. And if Papa John spoke as softly as we do, he'd be halfway to shutting the fuck up.
Just hours after President Trump publicly sided with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki on Monday, the Justice Department unsealed a criminal indictment against Maria Butina, a suspected Russian spy, on charges of criminal conspiracy against the United States. The allegations against Ms. Butina include infiltrating the National Rifle Association to influence the American political system in Russia's favor.
The NRA finally makes sense. The NRA has always seemed too stupid to be real. But maybe the NRA is not actually as stupid as their stupid ideas are stupid because they were stupidly tricked by Russia into being so stupid. But then, how could they be so stupid as to be tricked into being so stupid? Which brings us right back to the NRA being stupid.
Oddly enough, the entire Russian operation to infiltrate the NRA was laid out in impeccably well-sourced detail in an April 2nd article in Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone scooped every media outlet on Earth by 2.5 months. That's stupid.
Because, up until this story, Rolling Stone hasn't been relevant since the 1970s, we're going to assume that it was authored by a stereotypically 1970s super-hip caricature of a Rolling Stone reporter.
Russia, you dig? Penetrated the NRA like George Clinton penetrated a backstage groupie's vagina afro.
I am Maria Butina. I shoot gun. You like, I shoot gun.
Maria is what cats call the honeypot. So sweet like honey, it gets you high like pot. But be warned, cats, the honeypot be sticky, and you don't want to get your ass stuck in a sticky pot. No way.
I infiltrate NRA. They respond to big guns and buzzwords.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Buzz is the honeypot because she makes the sweet honey of cliché political soundbites.
Second Amendment. Only thing stop bad guy with gun is good guy with gun from my cold dead hands.
Damn, that honeypot be so sweet. She makes me cold and dead sound warm and inviting. I'm a Republican political consultant and former president of the NRA, David King. David Keene is a cat so square he calls cool things Keene. Meow. Maria Butina is Keene. She says the phrases that I say. I'm keen on guns and she thinks guns are keen. Keene's the mark. Square, not X, marks the spot.
I make idiot American believe they have more in common with Russian spy than opposing political party. Was easier than should have been. You guys really need to improve your discourse.
The Putin-controlled Russian government is so much more American than American Democrats. Democrats are so un-American, Obama's not even tough on Russia.
Best thing for America to be tough on Russia is for American political party to accept $30 million from Russia to beat un-American American political party not tough enough on Russia.
That is so smart. Dig it, you know, the honeybee's so sweet when the honeybee's honey is sweeter than the square, marks good senses. But when it don't make no sense, but cats do it anyway, them cats be members of the NRA. Kiddies. Gosh, darn it, I just realized your Keene plan is illegal and breaking the law isn't Keene at all.
I shoot a gun for you now.
That's the keenest thing I've ever seen.
I shoot a gun. Arouse your perfectly adequate penis.
Wow, no one's ever described my penis as adequate before. I love you. I don't care if your boss is connected with both Vladimir Putin and the Russian mafia.
He is.
That honeybee's honeybee's so sweet, it can't even sweeten the sourness of a faux patriot is supposed to associate with treason. Meow.
You take illegal money from foreign power hostile to America and used to beat un-American opposition party for good of America. I set up back channel for foreign power hostile to America to communicate to America wishes of foreign power hostile to America.
King.
That be the way it is. We oversimplified it like a bad disco beat, but it be all too real, like the consequences of Quaaludes. Gulp. Sweet. I'm sure history will judge that treason was a small and necessary price to pay for preventing the possible passage of a minor gun control legislation.
President Trump met privately with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki on Monday, and while the specifics of their conversation remain unknown,
Trump committed treason.
The two leaders held a press conference afterwards in which President Trump
committed treason,
caused quite a controversy when he
committed treason,
affirmed Putin's very, quote, strong and powerful denial of interfering in our election, spread debunked anti-Hillary Clinton conspiracy theories, maligned Peter Strzok, bragged about his Electoral College victory, blamed Obama for the difficulties in U.S.-Russian relations, and publicly
committed treason,
took Putin's word over the word of U.S. intelligence and a mountain of evidence uncovered by the Justice Department. The president even went so far as to
commit treason,
respond to questions about
committing treason,
whether Russia helped him get elected by
committing treason,
saying, quote, I don't know why they would. Barely audible whisper compiled highlights from the
treason
press conference.
As always, our Trump impersonator is a woman because we hear he hates that.
Putin is the best, most not-election-interfering person in the history of best, most not-election-interfering people. He told me I was a good boy, and then he rubbed my belly in the spot that makes my legs shake uncontrollably back and forth.
Good boy. Here is a soccer ball for you to play with.
I will now read a statement that Putin wrote for me to read. that I wrote myself. Nobody writes better statements that Putin wrote than Trump. President Putin is the most handsome, yet masculine, omnipotent leader any American president has ever had the pleasure of unconditionally surrendering to. During our meeting, Putin established his dominance by making me lick his scrotum, which is smooth, yet firm, just like Putin. His testicles are delicious. They are salty and tough, like Trump steaks.
Mr. Putin, is this an accurate assessment of your meeting?
Duh. My testicles are smooth and solid marble, like scrotum of Michelangelo's David.
Speaking of testicles, can you believe that Peter Strzok, a member of the radical leftist anti-law and order anarchist organization called the FBI, cheated on his wife? I can't. I live in such an absurd bubble of Orwellian lies that I'm highly critical of the moral failings of adultery.
President Trump, do you honestly believe President Putin when he denies having interfered in our election?
Putin said he didn't do it. I said, did you do it? And he said, no. He has the lifeless eyes of a soulless shark. He reminds me of my father if my father loved me.
But do you believe him?
Putin denied it very strongly and very powerfully. I have never seen anyone deny something powerfully before because that isn't a thing. But Putin was so powerful. He took off his shirt and mounted a white horse that I hadn't previously noticed was in the room, and with beads of sweat perfectly highlighting his brilliant pectoral muscles, he denied involvement in America's election so powerfully he looked like Fabio, but with less hair, but somehow it was like his baldness flowed like Fabio hair. He was so powerful, the way he powerfully denied Russian involvement in America's election, that I believe him, even though I personally helped him with the interference he so powerfully denies.
Are you saying you believe him because he looks good shirtless on a horse?
Wrong. Fabio looks good on a horse. Putin looks great. Putin shirtless on a horse is power that is so powerful that even though he has a tiny penis, it looks like he must have an enormous penis, and that is the kind of power that I respect. Besides, I can't think of a single reason why Putin would have wanted me to win.
You invited a Russian diplomat with known connections to a Russian spy agency into the Oval Office, where you gave him classified Israeli intelligence. You publicly endorsed his sham election by congratulating him on his victory, and you dismantled the United States State Department.
Besides that,
you demanded Russia be allowed back in the G7, weaken NATO, and forcibly advocate destabilizing Europe.
Besides that,
you attacked the foundational institution of American democracy, oppose Russian sanctions, and abdicate America's role as a stabilizing global power.
But besides all of the reasons, I can't think of a single reason.
Mr. Putin, what is so funny?
I can't believe I got this idiot elected.
What about Crooked Hillary's emails? Also, I'm going to mention Crooked Hillary and a Pakistani guy because he's from Pakistan and Pakistan sounds suspicious.
Okay, sorry for uncontrollable outburst. I have not laughed since 1985. When I was in KGB, I giggled at a comedy routine by Yakov Shmirov. So I had my sense of humor surgically removed and executed for crimes against the state.
If I can't trust a man who had his own sense of humor executed for crimes against the state, who can I trust? Not Peter Strzok, because Peter Strzok cheated on his wife, and for some reason it's bad when Peter Strzok does it.
A nun and a staff member at Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity in India were arrested for allegedly selling a baby for $1,700.
While $1,700 sounds like a cheap price for a stolen baby, bear in mind that St. Mother Teresa's nuns are sworn to a vow of poverty.
For more on this, we sent a correspondent to India on a trip that cost more than the price of that baby.
Barely Audible Whisper omitted the names of the real people involved in this story. Not so much to protect their identities as to avoid butchering the pronunciations of their very Indian names.
I'm coming to you from the East Indian state of Jharkhand, where a baby is cheaper than a used Ford Taurus.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I attempted to interview a nun accused of selling babies, but she is too busy praying the rosary in penance.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
So I spoke with the family she got caught selling the baby to.
We had no choice to report the nun to authorities when after she took our money, she didn't even give us our baby.
I finished my prayers of penance for the sin of illegally selling a baby. You may interview me now.
Is it true that after taking this family's money, you didn't even deliver the baby you promised them?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I knew this penance would take a while, so I interviewed the police chief who arrested the nun.
Our investigation into the couple's claim that they had not received the baby that they had been misled into believing they adopted legally turned up evidence of three more babies that the nun had sold on the black market.
I finished my prayers of penance for the sin of taking the money for, but not delivering the baby I illegally sold. You may interview me now.
Is it true you sold three other babies on the black market?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
thee.
This
penance will take even longer. So I interviewed the archbishop who actually has the temerity to claim that the arrest of the nun on credible charges of child trafficking is an attempt by the local right-wing Hindu government to tarnish the image of a discriminated against Christian minority.
This is an attempt by the local right-wing Hindu government to tarnish the image of a discriminated against Christian minority.
But faced with a damning body of evidence, the nun confessed her crimes to the police.
Her confession was coerced.
How so?
As a Catholic nun, she did not have a legal understanding of the term confession.
Bless me, arresting officer, for I have sinned.
As it turns out, the bishop's protestations are not entirely without merit. The right-wing Hindu government of Jharkhand has been known to discriminate against a Christian minority in a manner similar to the way right-wing Christians discriminate against minority religions in America. And the selling of babies by nuns is less likely an evil human trafficking scheme and more likely a good faith effort to adopt children into loving families by skirting India's burdensome adoption bureaucracy, which is so backlogged that adoptions often take up to 4 years.
Next.
Yeah, we'd like to adopt a baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need 3 forms of valid identification, plus 2 forms of valid identification, for each form of valid identification, verifying that each valid form of identification is a valid form of identification.
That seems like a lot.
Then you're going to fill out these form acquisition forms, which will ask you for the same 7 pieces of information 537 times. After your form acquisition forms are processed, you may acquire the application, which will ask you for the same 7 pieces of information an additional 537 times. After your application is complete, you may receive an application, which is being twice as official an application. Then your application will ask you for the same 7 pieces of information 1,074 times.
Was that a math joke?
Next!
The bishop's protestations seem to have some merit until you learn that another reason for the massive backlog in adoptions is the Catholic charities that used to process an enormous percentage of India's overall legal adoptions refused to participate in legal Indian adoptions in 2015, when adoption laws were liberalized to allow for unmarried and divorced people to adopt children.
The Catholic Church is morally opposed to children being raised by unwed, or even worse, divorced parents.
But you're not morally opposed to human trafficking.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
In a stunning reversal of his statements at the press conference in Helsinki, President Trump
lied.
Clarified his remarks by
lying.
Explaining that he meant to say wouldn't when he actually said would. President Trump's
lie.
Statement was met with skepticism by
everyone.
People who believe he was
lying.
Walking back his statement in order to alleviate political pressure.
The textbook definition of lying.
Barely audible whisper obtained audio of the president's
lies.
Remarks.
As always, our Trump impersonator is a woman because we hear he still hates that.
I read the great transcripts of my great press conference because I read the many most things. I read more many most things than Obama, who should have stopped me from colluding, even though there is no collusion. But Obama still should have stopped the collusion. No collusion, but also Obama's fault. In my most best transcript from my most best press conference, I said the word would when I meant to say the word wouldn't. I meant to say I don't see why it wouldn't, which I am calling a double negative because I don't understand that two negatives aren't always double negatives. I meant to say I don't not understand, which means I understand. Nobody understands English most better than Trump. Changing would to wouldn't also negates all of the other 8 minutes worth of things I said about believing Putin's very strong and very powerful denials because my n't in wouldn't is the most powerfulest n't. Trump's n'ts are more powerful than Obama's n'ts. Also n't totally takes away how stupid I looked playing with a soccer ball. Many times I said one thing when I meant the exact opposite, which is not a lie, because Obama. When I was sworn into office, I said I do, promise to preserve and protect, but I meant to say I don't. The same thing happened with my wedding vows. No collusion, I wouldn't collude, I would not, could not collude with the fox. I would not, could not collude in a box. No collusion. No collusion. No collusion. No collusion.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller brought a new indictment against 12 members of the Russian military with direct links to Vladimir Putin and Russian intelligence.
The indictment named an unnamed American conspirator, who most experts believe is a Trump advisor and Richard Nixon enthusiast, Roger Stone. An allegation initially denied by Roger Stone.
It isn't me. Why would anyone think that a guy with a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back would participate in an illegal dirty tricks campaign involving information stolen from Democrats?
After mounting evidence and speculation, Roger Stone finally confessed.
Of course it was me. I have a tattoo of Richard Nixon on my back.
The indictment also mentions an unnamed Republican congressional candidate, who many people believe is either Devin Nunes or Devin Nunes.
It would be irresponsible of us to jump to the conclusion that it is Devin Nunes.
Who are we kidding? It's definitely Devin Nunes.
It might not be, but it is.
For more on Barely Audible Whispers' irresponsible and unsubstantiated claim that the unnamed Republican congressional candidate is absolutely 100% Devin Nunes, I sat down for an interview with Devin Nunes.
I don't have time for this. I have to rush this meaningless document that I received from the White House to the White House to warn the White House of the existence of the meaningless document the White House gave me.
Why?
Because taken completely out of context, this meaningless document seems like it means something that makes Susan Rice look bad.
This is the kind of behavior that makes it look like you are the unnamed conspirator.
What? That's ridiculous. Didn't you read the memo where I needlessly declassified sensitive information pertinent to an ongoing investigation, then selectively cited that information completely out of context in a manner so slapdash that I actually ended up disproving my own point?
Again, that is the kind of behavior that makes you look guilty.
I was hoping it wouldn't come to this. Look directly into my eyes. Well, I tell you, it wasn't me.
Your eyes are so shifty. I can't manage to look directly into them. They're darting all over the place. I feel like I'm being hypnotized and fast forward.
Oh my God, she's dead. She tried to look directly into your shifty eyes in an effort to follow all of the darting. Her neck snapped.
I didn't notice there was another person in the room. You must have been in one of my many blind spots caused by my perpetually shifty eyes.
I'm an intern. I was only supposed to be here to watch and learn, but I will not let Molly die in vain. I will continue this interview. I will complete Barely Audible Whispers, reckless and completely without evidence assertion that you, Devin Nunes, are definitely 100% the unnamed Republican congressional candidate.
You'll have to look me in the eyes to prove it.
Oh my God, your eyes are shifty. It's like trying to stare directly at the ping pong ball in Forrest Gump.
You may have killed my crew, Devin Nunes, but I'm immune to your shifty eyes.
There's a third person hiding in a different shifty eye blind spot? I desperately need some sort of LASIK surgery for ocular problems caused by guilt.
I'm the sound engineer, and I'm blind. Being blind gives me acute auditory perception, but more importantly, it means I can't be sucked into the vortex of your rapidly darting eyes.
But you can be sucked into the vortex of my illogical logic. Hillary Clinton indirectly paid for the Steele dossier, therefore the entire Mueller investigation is fake.
That doesn't make any sense. Trying to connect those dots is causing my neck to move back and forth in some sort of physical manifestation of being perplexed.
Even though Robert Mueller is a Bush-appointed Republican, he also worked for Obama, which makes him part of the Obama deep state.
That's not even a sensible explanation for tying him to nonsensical made-up things. My head is literally starting to spin.
Some of the prosecutors on Republican Bob Mueller's team are Democrats. Therefore, the entire thing is a Democrat witch hunt.
Too much bullshit. Can't prevent head from spinning.
I'm invincible! As long as Robert Mueller is exactly as stupid as a sketch comedy troupe.
I know I died in the last sketch, but I'm back, because continuity is unnecessary in sketch comedy.
In these dark times, America needs a superhero to save us from the perils of Trump's America.
Fortunately for America, such a superhero exists. Unfortunately for America, that superhero is a Democrat.
Barely Audible Whisper presents another exciting adventure of our favorite liberal superhero whose only superpowers are good intentions, the Blue Wave.
Philosophically opposed to a speeding bullet, less relevant than a locomotive, able to identify but not prosecute money laundering in Trump-owned tall buildings. What's that in the sky? It's a meme! It's a bumper sticker! It's the blue wave!
Holy meaningful action to follow up on Republicans' fake concerns about Trump and Helsinki! I can't find the blue wave anywhere!
Look down, my trusty sidekick, the woke wonder!
Holy, finally overcoming outdated anti-feminist, masculine male archetypes, blue wave! You're shorter than me now! I never thought to look down for you before because, as the sidekick, I was conditioned to look up by outdated, anti-feminist, masculine male archetypes.
Great wokeness, woke wonder! But the real reason I'm only chest high to you right now is that I've fallen into the quicksands of despair!
Holy outrage fatigue, blue wave! We'll never beat the Republicans if we get stuck in the quicksand of despair!
Right you are, woke wonder! But there's just so much outrage! Helsinki! The separated families! Puerto Rico! My God, have you forgotten about Puerto Rico? There's too much outrage to be outraged about! It's exhausting!
Holy, the name speaks for itself, Blue Wave. That's why they call it outrage fatigue. Don't worry, I'll pull you out of the quicksand of despair with the lasso of truth!
It's no use, woke wonder! Trump's lies are so frequent and outrageous that he's ripped a giant hole into the middle of the lasso of truth!
Holy elitist liberal out of touch with the basic tools of working class life, Blue Wave! A lasso, by definition, has a giant hole in the middle.
Good thinking, woke wonder! But your intelligence makes you too physically weak to pull me out! We're an old-fashioned comic book duo, bound by the outdated anti-feminist masculine male archetypes!
Holy yes we can, Blue Wave! Obama is delivering a thinly veiled anti-Trump speech in South Africa.
But what about the long-standing institutional tradition of former presidents not criticizing the current administration?
Holy emoluments clause, Blue Wave. Trump's burned more long-standing institutional traditions than he burned unpaid Trump casino contractors.
If Obama can give a speech, then there's hope. Hopeful speeches are basically Obama's whole thing.
Holy's nostalgia for what feels like an incredibly long time ago, but was actually been less than 2 years ago, Blue Wave. Idealized memories of Obama rescued you from the quicksand of despair.
Indeed it has, woke wonder. But just in the nick of time, I see the blue wave signal in the sky.
Holy, Democrats have to do a better job at more focused messaging, Blue Wave. It's daytime. The entire sky is the same blue color as the blue wave signal.
Right you are again, woke wonder. Obama understood messaging, but Obama can't be president again. Let's transfer all of our Obama nostalgia onto Obama's vice president and nominate Joe Biden as our next presidential candidate. Quick! To the Amtrak train! I've tripped over my own cape again.
Holy making fun of Indian accents at 7-Eleven, Blue Wave! Joe Biden commits gaffes more often than Donald Trump commits adultery!
Right you are again, woke wonder! But if not Biden, who? Perhaps Elizabeth Warren?
Holy, a woman's right to choose, Blue Wave! Why don't liberals respect Elizabeth Warren's choice not to run for president?
Bernie said! I tripped over my own cape before I could even get his full name out.
Holy, liberal enough to have participated in and old enough to remember the Bolshevik Revolution, Blue Wave. If we want the leadership of the future, we have to start looking to leaders younger than the average life expectancy.
Indeed we must, woke wonder. We need leadership young enough to never have seen Nancy Pelosi's genuine smile. Leaders like Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and that smart senator from Hawaii whose name I always forget.
Holy Google, Blue Wave. Her name is Mazie Hirono.
Mazie Hirono, woke wonder. Mazie Hirono is too silly a name.
Holy Barack Obama is a way sillier name than Mazie Hirono, Blue Wave. Barack Obama is a way sillier name than Mazie Hirono.
Indeed it is, woke wonder. And if a man with a ridiculous name and even more ridiculous ears can be the greatest president since FDR, then maybe there is hope for a man with a girl's name like Corey. Or a woman with more short A sounds in her name than there are S's in Mississippi like Kamala. But probably not that smart senator from Hawaii, because I've already forgotten her name again.
totally legalize marijuana, Blue Wave! You've got a serious short-term memory problem!
What were we talking about again, Woke Wonder? Whatever it is, it can wait. We've got to prevent Joe Biden from tripping over his own cape. Quick! To the Amtrak train! I tripped over my own cape again! Stay woke, America!
Thank you for listening to Barely Audible Whisper, a NPR parody podcast made possible by the following very real people. Writer, co-host, sound engineer, producer Dave Baldwin, co-host and actress Molly Brown, actress Corey Burns, actor Robin Ward, and actor Michael Morgan. Special congratulations to our beloved cast members Dan and Emily, who couldn't be at this show because they were busy giving birth, or Emily was giving birth, Dan did his work 8 months ago, to a beautiful new baby girl named Rami Claire Brown. You know, Rami Claire Brown's parents are theater people because Rami Claire Brown is the best stage name in the entire cast. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to our podcast, and share us with all your friends. Thank you.
Hubris!